and explosive end. I told myself I hadn't perhaps met the one yet, and that when I did, everything was going to come together perfectly, and I'd find my happily ever after. Of course, that was never going to happen. Still, it wasn't until years later that I can look back and say, with a strange cocktail of confidence and embarrassment, that the problem was me, and, predominantly, my lack of ability to listen. I'll share an example, and you can see whether you can figure out for yourself what the problem is. I'll set the scene. I'm sitting at the table in my apartment. My girlfriend gets in from work and sits down at the table, like we do every night. I've cooked dinner, we start eating, and after a bit of small talk, my girlfriend, who we'll call Nicole for this example, says this: "Nicole, work is so stressful. I think I'm going to start looking for another job, because I seriously have no idea how much longer I can take this," she said, swirling her glass in her hand. Me: "Do you think you'll find one that pays as well, though?" Nicole: "I don't know." Me: "What kind of job would you like to do if you could do any?" Nicole: "I don't know." Me: "Well, I wouldn't give up the one you have until you find something else to replace it." It makes my body feel tense whenever I replay that conversation in my head, especially with the knowledge and skills I have now. It's one of those memories that burn vividly in the back of my mind. Besides the point, did you see what went wrong in that conversation? Quite clearly, I wasn't listening to my partner properly, if at all. For brevity, I'm going to jump straight to the point. There's no reason to dress this up, because being able to listen to someone is one of the most important skills you'll ever learn. You know when you Google how to have a better relationship, or you watch a movie featuring a scene with couples counseling, and they always talk about how the best thing a relationship can do to be better is get better at communicating? Surprise, they're not wrong. I just wish I'd known it earlier. Mastering the art of listening brings so many benefits to your life and the lives of those around you. In the conversation with my partner, you can clearly tell that I'm not listening because I'm injecting my own thoughts into the conversation, piggybacking what my partner is talking about, and making the conversation all about me, then taking the opportunity to connect with her. I'm failing to dive any deeper into how she's feeling or thinking. This is the girl I was supposed to love, and I didn't even let her explain how she felt. Now imagine how often this happens to you, and how many times do you do that to other people? As I said before, poor listening is truly an epidemic. Here's a rewrite of how the conversation should have gone had I been a skilled listener. Nicole: "Work is just so stressful. I think I'm going to start looking for another job, because I seriously have no idea how much longer I can take this." Me: "Hey, talk to me about it. What's going on?" Nicole: "Oh, where do I start? The managers treat me awfully. My coworkers are horrible. The work is tedious and unrewarding. The hours suck. I never get to spend time with you anymore." God, listen to me moaning. I should be grateful to even have a job in the current climate. Me: "No, it's okay. Anyone would feel like that in your situation. Do you think you're holding on to the job because you feel you should be grateful for it?" Nicole: "I guess that's part of it." Me: "Well, is there anything you do like about your current job?" And so on. Can you see how much of a difference there is in both conversations? I'm not forcing my narrative or my own ideas into the conversation, hijacking the talk with the forced desire to communicate my own needs. Instead, I'm stepping up and allowing Nicole to express herself, to go into detail about how she feels, asking questions so I can gain much more clarity and understanding about how she feels, and most importantly, I'm enabling her through validating her experience. Validation, the absolute key to any successful conversation or interaction. In the first version of the conversation, you'll fail to find any sign of validation, and I'm sure you've felt this way in your own life. Those moments where you've opened up to someone and they respond in such a way that it feels as though they took nothing.